Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Arrow Smith bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Rena Chanawani. She's Executive Director for the Women's Center for Entrepreneurship, and she's connected to the SBA through their funding. And Rena, tell us about your organization.
Sure. We are an SBA resource partner. There is over 110 sister organizations across the country, and another few have been added this year. Our brother organizations are the Small Business Development Centers and SBORA, so we're sort of the trifecta of the SBA. You could consider us the field agents of the SBA, and we're the ones who do outreach to the community. We're the ones who are here to help you. We'll take phone calls. We have webinars, business counseling. Right now, during COVID, almost all of our services are free. Normally, they're almost free. We charge a symbolic fee normally, but now during COVID, everything is free to be able to get people through the economic crisis of the pandemic specifically.
Give us a website, please.
Our website is wcecnj.org.
All right.
That's Women's Center for Entrepreneurship, Cork, New Jersey.org.
All right. So check that out. And you got a webinar coming up. Tell us about it.
I have a webinar in honor of Women's History Month on March 11th at 1, which is going to help women to own their power as entrepreneurs and business leaders. What I found by doing lots of counseling is that when women go to speak about their business, a lot of times they are unable to express confidence, and confidence equates conversion when you are talking about your business. If you don't sound confident, if you are using weak language, if you are trying to deflect praise, then you are sending a message to potential clients and customers that your product isn't worthy because you don't think your product is worthy.
That's right. That's right.
Or your service. Right.
Confidence wins. Confidence wins.
Yes.
And this is why, this is the point that I'm, as you know, Rena, I've been reporting on women's business centers and women's issues for over 23 years now on this show since the previous millennia. And the thing that I keep reminding people, and you and I probably talked about this the last time, men are more confident than they deserve to be, and women are less confident than they deserve to be. And that's a general statement that I've never had any woman to tell me was wrong.
I completely agree, and I believe that it starts from childhood. When you're growing up, there is a signal that's sent to women. If you show people your confidence, you are going to look like you're full of yourself, which equates looking unattractive.
Yeah.
So show that you're humble and modest, and that continues well into adulthood.
I do think that there are also biological issues there, too, because, you know, little boys are more likely to run into a wall than a little girl is, but there are other. I just think that whatever we have to do, and I've been saying this, I've said it 1,000 times, whatever we have to do to help women believe in themselves more, and to deliver that confidence, because if I am a male and I'm your competitor, and I go in there and I deliver my proposal that's less than yours, it doesn't compete with yours. But I deliver it with confidence. I've got a chance to beat you straight up with my confidence, even if my product is a little weaker. I've got a chance.
Absolutely. I agree with you on all fronts. All those variables are part of why women specifically are unable to discuss things with confidence, specifically when it's about their business. Because why? A lot of times they feel like they're bragging. When you say, my product is in 3 countries.
They shouldn't feel that way, though. That's bogus.
Exactly.
That's bogus, ladies. That is bogus. Do not do that to yourself. And there's nothing wrong with it. Now, one thing I do think women, there's one little thing, there's one little technique I'd like to point out. I probably never said this before. If you need to raise your level of energy, practice with your voice so your voice stays the same level as it does. Because sometimes when a man gets up on his hind legs a little bit, his same voice just gets louder. Sometimes when a woman does that, her voice gets shrill. And that is an unconfident kind of a thing. What do you think, quickly?
I think that the concept of a woman's voice sounding shrill is because the society still hasn't gotten used to women's voices. I still think it's an adjustment that needs to be made, and I think that this is just new. It's too new.
You're probably right.
I think that people need to get used to women's voices. Yeah.
And I have to be careful because I get in trouble with that. But I think everybody listening knows where that comes from. That comes from my heart. Last thoughts, Rena. The webinar's on the 11th of March. How do they get there?
Come to our website and register. It is free of charge. Anyone can join.
Give us the website again, please.
WCECNJ.org.
WCECNJ for New Jersey. WCECNJ.org.
You got it.
Hey, Rena, will you come back more often? You got more to teach us.
I would love to, and we have a whole slate of webinars to help anyone.
Let's announce each one of them on the show. Thank you for being here. Rena Rashanawani, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be right back.
But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.